Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final World 3 episode. Oh. It is the week of, I don't know my weekend, November 17, 2010, and this is the final episode. Oh. No more season 3 or anything. No?
Maybe special editions, who knows?
Shoot him every time.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But anyway, so I'm here with friends of World 3 and World 3 originals. Should I introduce them right now?
Where's the other original?
None of that on air, please. Please.
Anyway, I'm your host, G. Good Times Potasio. With me is Mia Atlas Ho Ho, because you love Atlas games. Ho Ho. And Mayor Emma Watson, I'm seeing you in 2 days. Montano is here with us.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, I saw her before. Baka may kasi.
I have also Kenneth Zero Punctuation King. He's been missing
notorious
in action.
For hating everything. That's
yeah.
Zero punctuation.
And
nothing
I
good comes out of Japan.
I have returning friend
that's
of World 3. I have Altair, Mr. Tank of the Guild, Alonso.
Who is Tank?
And I also have Mako.
Careful.
I had a nickname, but we have listeners, Alonso.
What the hell?
I wanted to name him Clown's Pants.
Do it.
Okay, we have a first casual.
And then, I guess Altair, you may want to introduce our two special guests.
We have two new guests in World 3 today. We have the owner of what is now Clowning and what will soon be Bonchon Around. And also, we have another clowning minion. Another friend of ours from Blue Rep. She performs, she hosts, she does lots of interesting stuff. Give it a round of applause for Nikki Bradshaw. Okay, so all
right, then we'll hit with the topics. So our topics today, we have like 3 to 4 actually. One of them is Game of the Year, because nothing is coming out in the next few weeks, so might as well let's just wrap the year with our favorite games of the year. And then after that, we celebrate PS2's 10th anniversary by naming our top 3 PS2 games.
That's gonna be hard.
And then afterwards, well, like two mini topics. We got, you know, we talk about Scott Pilgrim afterwards, I guess, because we love the movie. And then random, you know, open mic. You guys want to talk about World 3? Crazy stuff.
Reminiscing.
Is it allowed to cry online?
And there we have people shooting each other.
You know.
Anyway, okay, so let's go with Game of the Year.
Okay.
No.
So who's gonna start with their favorite game of the year?
Do we have a rule call of what games are not this year?
Wait on.
What are the?
All right. Let's start with January, dude. There's a lot of games that came out. There was Bayonetta, and there was Mass Effect 2 in the first half. And there was also
Mass Effect 2.
Dante's Inferno.
Oh my god, Game of the Year, Mad Hazard, Bloodbath, and Beyond!
guys, wait, quiet down.
So, okay, so exactly what... Alright, who's gonna start? Kenneth, let's start with you, man. Okay.
Game of the
yes.
Year.
Yes.
Game of the Year.
What's your favorite game of the year? All games that came out. You know what I mean. You got Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect.
Can I go? Have.
Can I go before
days?
Mass Effect? Can
yeah.
I go before him?
There's a lot of games, man. So
let,
if you
let,
pick
Altair,
one game,
let Altair go. He knows what he wants.
Because if he goes before me, he's gonna say what I'm gonna say. Because
I
want to
say what he's gonna say. I played it first.
A Dragon Age is the
it
Dragon
feels
Age.
Like a war
Dragon Age was out first.
No,
Dragon Age was last.
Awakening is this year.
Awakening is this year. Therefore, Mass Effect 2. Oh my god, the game of the year.
Mass Effect 2 is the game
so
of
that's
year.
Your game of the year?
Mass Effect 2. Or what other game finally distills the RPG to its essence? Right? It's large consequences, it's important decisions, it's glorious characterization, and it has enough freedom for your choices to feel like they matter, while at the same time, strong enough characterization for you to care deeply about the plot and the people.
So you prefer that over Fable 3 or New Vegas?
I haven't finished... Well,
no.
Definitely
I think New Vegas
over...
Is gonna get-
over New Vegas, Fable 3. I haven't become king yet, so I can't say.
Yeah, but yeah, but Fable 3 can say. No,
sorry.
The thing
queen,
about
a princess.
Yeah. The thing about Vegas is it's just like a big expansion of Fallout 3.
Yeah,
exactly. It's like they added a couple of tweaks, they added a couple of systems, but more or less it's the same thing. But of course, I love the system of Fallout, I love the feel, the post-apocalyptic. concept. It's really all cool. But then, if ever I would give the props to Fallout, it would have to go last year.
So your favorite game is Mass Effect 2 also?
I would say Mass Effect is the best I've played so far this year because I was busy playing WoW most of this year. So if ever there was another game I played that I really enjoyed, it's Mass Effect 2. And I'm just playing it now, actually, and I'm really enjoying it. It's like watching a movie and being able to do stuff while you're, you know, in it. It's like you have control over the movie you're watching.
And and it's something as simple as, when you think about it, you have a ship and a galaxy full of choices, worlds to explore, people to save. The stakes are so high. When you meet your crew, you love them. I mean, it's every fantasy. You're literally the captain of your own destiny.
Not to mention, it has a good gameplay.
And the gameplay is, I mean, a lot of people say like they oversimplified it, but no, the gunplay works. It's essentially like a shooter slash RPG.
The AI is really good.
The AI is good. You have team tactics. Everybody has their abilities.
I'm actually playing on hardcore right now.
And
I realized that, and the dialogue and everything else is going awesome.
The dialogue is epic, just like the first one.
Yeah.
If Mass Effect was a movie, it would probably win the Oscar.
That's the other thing. That's the main thing with BioWare games, or Western RPGs in general. The writing is astounding. I've tried to play like some of the JRPGs this year. Aside from Persona, every single one I play, it feels like I'm in high school again, and the plots are so juvenile. And it's,
yes, but we're not talking about that because
I'm not giving up this gun.
Because, you know, JRPGs have their own thing, and we're not going to really talk about
That's for another podcast.
That's for another podcast.
Let's not talk about JRPGs.
No, okay,
basically, you like Mass Effect 2.
I think for me, again, Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect
2.
I thought you were going to say Infinite Space.
Infinite Space? Okay, honestly, I love Infinite Space, but I don't think it's Game of the Year material because I like it, and it's got spaceships, and then it also is even more free than Mass Effect 2, but it has significant problems, both in terms of pacing. It's very grindy. I don't mind because I would marry a spaceship and then take it home and get it pregnant. The other... Mass Effect 2, I mean, just as a balanced experience. Like, I would get Mass Effect for anybody in this table, literally anyone in this table, and say, just start playing it.
I mean, but I was surprised that because before I found out that Mass Effect was from this year, I thought that I would come
in. Yeah, it was not long.
With
I mean,
StarCraft
it came out
2. I thought
right.
StarCraft 2
yeah.
would be the
That's
game.
That's another game I thought you were going to say, StarCraft 2.
Yeah,
StarCraft 2, but at the same time, where's the innovation, right? I mean, StarCraft 2, I know, we were all expecting it. No, I loved
you
it.
You said you loved
I
it.
I finished the campaign.
I haven't finished yet.
But here's the thing. I finished the campaign. I don't feel like playing the competitive internet. I have the original.
Same
I'm not on Battle.net. I have never logged on to a single competitive game.
All right.
Can I have your copy?
So another way.
You got my password.
So StarCraft did not live up to its par.
No,
it did, actually.
I played it.
I
loved it. I loved the story. I loved the choices in the campaign. But looking back, as a fresh experience, as a role-playing experience, as something as amazing as seeing a Nerf dart stick to the ceiling of my
room.
Yeah,
we have guns in the house.
Yeah.
Please lick
so it was
on the
road, man.
So basically,
I'm not distracted at all.
But it's in your top 10. If you're going to do a top 10, StarCraft 2 is going to be there.
StarCraft 2. You know, Fable might be there too, but I haven't finished it. So it's hard to say.
You're forgetting one game, and it's probably.
Oh, right, because Altair and Kenneth say Mass Effect is their game of the year. Let's go with Mac. What's your game of the year?
Fable 3. I want to be a princess.
Okay, I have two candidates. I'm not saying which one I like, but you know, I'd like to discuss which one is better. Or
the right one.
Which one is the right one, or what people think is the right one? I would say I would nominate Heavy Rain.
Woohoo! Yay!
And Civ 5.
Oh yeah,
for games
wow.
of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Civ 5.
Civ 5 and Heavy Rain. Now, fair enough, because if you're talking about a game that you know you could put as a movie and make as a movie and you know run in the Oscars, Heavy Rain would probably be that movie.
No, and Civilization,
and it can be a movie already.
Right. And Civilization 5. I mean, the way that these cities just rise up and then people go from the wheel to spaceships and things, it's almost like real life.
Yes.
No,
yes.
it's
much
better. He got shot. Yes.
Anyway, no, but no kidding.
I agree.
Heavy
though.
Rain.
I agree.
Yeah, Heavy
I
Rain.
Shot him, but I agree.
So,
what do you have to say about Heavy Rain?
Yes, Jill. Does that mean Heavy Rain's also your game of the year?
One of our
okay,
best.
I'm not a gamer.
Say.
Okay, and I coming from people who aren't gamers. Yes, and I got the chance to play, and it's I don't know what the criteria is or anything, but it made me want to consider actually buying a PS3 and playing.
What did you like about it?
That it wasn't just not to say that all the other games are mindless shooting or whatnot.
Interesting.
No, but it's, I don't know, it's a good way, I guess, to get someone who's not a gamer to
yeah.
Right, like when you know how girls take it, you know, playing video games is like for boys because it's just, you know, violence and everything.
No.
A lot.
Most of them, yeah,
most
girls.
Girls.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, what is it with girls who shoot random things?
Right. No, I'm not most girls. Anyway, so it really,
it's like an entry level. Like, you
not
know,
to say
girls,
that the level
wait,
is, you know, like it's
wait, something that would grab the attention of a non-gamer yes. into playing or going into the game world. That's
yeah.
what
yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
Story.
Yeah. The story, y'all.
It's engaging, very engaging.
That's what I was going to say.
And it's that kind of game that you want to finish in one sitting because you just really want to
know what
happens. You want to see the whole story come through and you even want to see the different endings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So this replay value.
Speaking of spoilers, I mean, or something, or Heavy Rain, since it's been almost a year since it came out, let's just talk about how did you guys... Okay, spoiler for Heavy Rain for like the next...
No, shit, I haven't finished it. Go.
Never mind.
Never mind then.
Never
mind
then.
Because
I didn't know.
Why didn't you finish it?
I don't know. Every time my friend who owns a PS3 has an iTex 8, you want to come over? No, I'm watching the guys play it wherever.
But I want to spoil it because it's very, like...
Bitterness.
No. Yeah, Yahtzee spoiled it. Okay, how did you guys cut the finger?
I did.
Oh, I cut it well. With the... Not with the edgy thing. I cut it with a... It's a choice between the ice pick and the...
There's a lot, actually. I used
the
scissors.
The
saw.
I used the one with the... I think the blade.
I used the one with the... What's that? I used the hook thing, didn't I? The
yes.
one I
used, yeah,
to...
used the hook.
Oh, but do you know, guys? You can still continue the game if you don't cut the finger.
Yeah, but you don't get
the
clue.
You still can, but you don't get the clue. But it's still possible. My friend managed to finish it.
All right.
Yeah, and see, to have a game like that engage new players and, you know, with
yeah,
that
yeah,
level
yeah,
of
that
intensity,
way.
I think...
Yeah,
it
because
yeah,
it's not just gaming. It feels like you're watching a
yeah,
movie.
Yeah,
yeah. It's actually, it feels
there's
like you're acting in a movie.
Although there was a lot of argument that the game in itself was...
What's very basic.
It wasn't enough of a game. Yeah, all
it's just like a
mini
game. Like Hyper Bishibashi, like one. Or like you just have to like...
Yeah, it's
they can really see what they're doing there.
No,
yeah, thank you.
No, basically,
I was like doing
a
tap thing.
It's one long quick time event.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like it's a glorified Dragon Slayer.
Yeah. So if you were to play Mass Effect, it gave you like a very basic parang, oh, I have to tap the button harder or faster.
Yeah.
So,
it's like
but,
WarioWave.
Yeah, so it's the gameplay was very simple.
I like it.
The gameplay was
yes.
very simple,
Mario.
And the story was very engaging and very nice. So I think that's why it was able to get beginner level gamers into the, you know, the whole gamer.
I'm
not saying it's
beginner.
I'm not saying it's beginner. It's just
a
beginner.
For, yeah.
Although,
it's for general.
And this is just me being a snob and hating everything. I thought that the writing was wooden in some places. The dialogue could have been done better.
It didn't
and
matter
the
to
setup
me.
Was.
What do you mean wooden?
Wooden.
Why did you have wood there?
No. He's actually kind of right in some places, but it didn't
but
bother.
I mean, it's a great. I loved it. I would finish it, right? But at the same time,
I think
time,
it's meant to be like
you
know
just
how
saying like
time.
It's a great movie. It's not the if it was just a movie, it wouldn't be the best movie.
Oh yeah.
If it was, you know.
All right.
Mass Effect was a movie.
Yeah.
I would flush Star Wars down the toilet.
Amen. Yeah,
no. I don't know.
No, but here's the thing.
I
kinda,
listening to this podcast.
No, here's the thing. I think
all two of you.
I think.
Yeah,
I think
both of you.
What most of the people like
we have
of this year
10.
Is the. These are the games that actually have a really, really engaging story. It's like you're watching a movie, but you like just having like an interactive aspect in it.
No, it's
Mass
like,
Effect.
It's just like how these same creators did the Knights of the Old Republic games before.
Right,
and
right.
They've surpassed Star Wars.
I mean,
with Mass Effect 2, they have again surpassed.
Okay, so let's vote for Heavy Rain and Mass Effect 2. And
is there any other games?
Mitchell, what's your favorite game?
Yes.
I'm really not a gamer. I
choose one. Choose
we'll make it so that it's released this year.
Yeah.
Mario!
Thank you for that.
Mario?
Oh, but wasn't Mario, was it Galaxy?
Galaxy Tales
also
yeah.
2.
There's a lot of games now this year.
No, there's Halo Reach.
Halo Reach also. Like, you have like these A-list franchises
Halo
having their sequels this year.
Shooter.
Sims 3, Late Night.
Cooking Mama 2.
You heard that?
Right.
Cooking Mama 2. All right.
Game
okay.
of the year, Farmville.
Yeah, they should do
that. Brother in for Mass Appeal.
Yeah, you're Mafia Wars.
This could double our numbers.
Plants versus 20 people.
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. Fruit Ninja is a good game.
Yeah.
I mean,
hey,
wait,
those,
actually,
Michael Switch eye touch game.
Do we consider
Do we consider it?
Why not? Because the casual games are catching on anyway.
We could, yeah. Rock Band 3.
Oh my god, Snake.
Hot Mind Fucking Sweep.
We're gonna keep this rolling. Alright, Mia, what's your game of the year?
I'm also in Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain.
Oh my god.
Yeah, right. Hasn't said this.
Mayor, what's your game of the year?
So game of the year, really tough.
The Emma Watson game.
Yeah, what game with Emma Watson?
Harry Potter.
The game of the year.
Isn't like Deathly Hallows game gonna be cool because it's like Gears of War?
Oh my god,
it's called Wands of War.
Harry
yeah.
Potter is amazing already.
Not necessarily because a lot of Harry Potter.
Oh fine, if I would pick a game,
you're honest about that.
That had a really big impact in my life
this
yeah.
year.
Civ 5.
Oh, I'm kind of with you there. That's my second vote.
Funny, alright.
Okay, wait now. Civ 5 because, guys, come on. It's been a long time coming. And
that interface is awesome.
Dude,
yeah, it is the most gorgeous
interface is awesome.
For a strategy game
play.
Ever.
Can we please?
Convert.
Okay. Anyway, Mia, to explain why she likes Heavy Rain before we move to...
Basically, as a visual, let's face it, there are not many English visual novels, seriously. Most of them, the really good ones are in Japanese. So that actually put, for me, this year, it put visual novelization on the map. Yeah, it's kind of cheesy and so on, but treat it like a Cinemax Lifetime movie. You know those really crappy, true-to-life kind of movies? They're really fun to watch. That's Heavy Rain.
And actually,
for me, as someone who likes the video game as a story, I got into it for the storytelling kind of thing. Finally, it's getting somewhere there. Finally.
Maybe they should
it's
make
fun.
More games like that, too.
I think they introduced a new genre.
Yeah, it's an old genre.
I heard David Cage
is
going for another one.
Yeah, because you're...
It kind of died down because it's
Tex
Murphy games.
Space
Goosebumps.
Share a game.
Yeah.
Like a share
like
game.
It is not a share game. Indigo Prophecy was
like it's the same guy.
Because it's the same maker.
Indigo Prophecy. Yeah. Like heavily scripted adventure game.
Okay. Alright. So I guess we're going to go with my game to you.
No!
Yeah, I guess we are, then.
I see there's a lot. I can't name one. And
Persona 4. Oh, that was last year.
I'm going to check
the Bunda thing where you put the gun to his head and make him pick
one. No, but you guys actually...
More.
You guys pick Western games, and I guess... Now, I'm not being biased, so I'm going to... Because my favorite game, I think, this year is a Japanese game also. Well, besides Mass Effect 2. And it's not MF13. Not really. It's not Yakuza 3.
Oh my god, sorry.
Assassin's Creed is this year? No.
Assassin's Creed 2?
No.
This year?
Was last year.
Last year.
Yeah, 2 was awesome.
Yeah. So I think my game of the year, you know, there's a lot right now. I mean, I'm looking at the list, and I can't really pick one as my favorite. But I guess if I could say
one...
Bayonetta.
Wow.
Bayonetta is my game, I think, one of my game of the years because I love action games, I love the humor, I love how it plays.
You love Sarah Palin.
No, I don't. And I'm a big fan of the guy
she
who made
like
it.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah, it's a girl with like 4 guns. Yeah.
2 guns
are
under
Sarah Palin.
We have 2 guns with 2
guns. High heels, like
we're halfway through. Yeah. I love it because, you know, I
feel
like
model.
Yes, yes. When she do that fierce walk, Mayor.
No.
When she's firing
the gun. But anyway, yeah. Hideki Kamiya is my favorite. One of my favorite just game directors, and
he
made Okami. So I love.
What?
Yeah, her clothes is her hair.
So every time she casts a spell,
Vanquish.
She gets naked a little.
No. Vanquish was just really eye candy.
Vanquish was really also pretty good. Also, I just never had the time to play.
This
how about Birth of
like
Steep? How was Birth of Steep?
But
this was good. Alright, anyway, so I guess let's move to the next segment, the 10th anniversary of the PlayStation 2.
Wow, that's a good...
So the PlayStation 2 came out 10 years ago.
Yeah.
How old
this
were
day?
No. It came out last. That means
I was...
I'm just belating myself.
I was 15 when the PlayStation 2 came out.
I was 16, but I got mine when I was 17.
That means I was like first... No. First, second year? First year?
I have no idea. I was... No, wait.
The bullet.
I was fourth year already. Or no, I was first year college.
Okay.
When I got my PS2. But it came out 2000. So anyway, we're gonna win top three PS2 games.
Okay,
no,
it's so hard to pick our top three.
Sorry, I can't even remember.
No.
Just a minute.
Think of the three best PS2 games you played in recent memory. But okay, here I'm gonna put this right out because I think it's not just one of the top PS2 games. I think it's one of the top games I've ever played in a console. Metal Gear. Actually, the whole series of Metal Gear.
So 2 and 3.
No, because it came out Metal Gear 1,
Gear's
Solid,
one. Yeah.
And then Sons of Liberty was 2,
yeah.
And then
Snake
Eater was 3.
Yeah.
So that's it. Because 4 was already,
was
PS3. So the whole series of Metal Gear during the PS2 time, I think, was epic because it was able to get the old game of Konami, and then they reintroduced it with a totally beautiful, like, of course, the graphics engine was, like, you know, hardcore by that time. But then the story, by the time, you know, you got into, like, the Patriots, by the time you got into Otacon, and then it was a whole conspiracy between the military and the government, and it's like, damn, man, this is my favorite game.
All right. So I can't stand Metal Gear.
Good pick.
Really?
Good pick.
Yeah. Hideo Kojima is just, like, this self-indulgent masturbatory prick.
Nah, we're not gonna argue about that. But
yes, zero punctuation.
Anyway, alright. Mia, what's your top three PS2 games?
Oh, you're gonna.
Three, just your favorite three.
Depends, are you in a good mood or a bad mood? And when you're in a bad mood, you think that it's two.
I'm in a steady mood. Actually, I'm not in a.
Okay.
Cooking
mama. I'm in a. That was not for the PS2.
Okay. From Katamari Damacy.
Katamari Damacy.
Katamari Damacy.
What was that other game?
No,
Nobby Boy.
Yeah, that was
That was fun. Yeah. It's fun for casual game. It's like a modified Snake, but really trippy. It's like Snake with marijuana.
So her pick,
marijuana Snake.
Yes. Plus mushrooms, yes.
Marijuana Snake.
Yeah, Katamari Damacy, what else do you have?
Katamari Damacy, because it's crazy. You roll things around.
It will
redefine your world. You want to roll things around.
But it's a sequel.
Yeah. So you're rolling things around. It's Katamari Damacy. As a plus, they speak Tagalog.
I have a T-shirt.
PS2,
whatever.
PS2. Okay, my next one aside from that.
Persona
3.
God of War 3 came out. PS3.
Yeah, but I know.
Yeah, but we're talking PS2.
We're talking
PS2. Yeah.
Wait. So what else?
Persona 3.
And, okay.
Persona 3, I admit that the gaming takes forever, especially after you've played Persona 4, but it makes it all worthwhile. The most epic battle, Persona 3, and I finished it on Christmas Day. Christmas Day. And all I can say is the 12 fucking major arcana.
I'm not in an arguing mode, so I'm not gonna.
Yeah, but quiet. This is my list, not yours. So in any case, it is Persona 3. It takes a long time to build up, but it all comes together. It is wonderfully
like
woven. I love it. And of course, number one, the very recent. Well, that's it. What's that? What am I missing? Oh, no, number one. Sorry, Persona 3 is my number one.
We're not ranking. We're not ranking it. Just name anything.
Then it. I guess Kingdom Hearts 2.
All right.
Yeah, but it didn't.
Can you stop shooting it, please? Sorry. Anyway, all right. So Persona. Oh, what? Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 2.
I was going to say,
Kingdom Hearts 2. Yeah, because Kingdom Hearts 2 for me.
Because of the intro song.
I'm sorry, I got into it long before Kingdom Hearts,
but that was her best song for me. Besides Hikari.
They never did an extended version, did they? It was only for the trailer. Sayang, I would love to hear.
But that is the best opening sequence that I've seen in any game so far. That's my opinion.
We're going for you next. So anyway, Kingdom Hearts 2. Actually,
I
agree it's a good game, but if you have played the PSP game and the DS game, then the story of Kingdom Hearts 2 has just been shitty. I'm just going to tell that.
I don't think I really played for the story. It was more for the feeling. There was something about the whole...
I played for the story. Mood. As said, if you know me and my gaming history, I will play for the story. Kingdom Hearts, it works. It's a very well-woven thing. I love the whole idea of the princesses being the emblems. I love that.
Okay.
I totally love it. I mean, I haven't played it successfully as you have, but I like that it's planted around one episode.
Until you play again the handle games, and it's not really a good. Just me. Okay, Maho, what's good with you?
I'm also
Kingdom
with
Hearts 1. Kingdom Hearts 2.
No, but
Kingdom Hearts 1.
We were also putting to the table. I don't know
if you guys are gonna firebomb us about this, but FFX2.
Yeah, I really like X2.
Final Fantasy.
Really?
The, yeah.
Congratulations for admitting that in public. We're gonna get feedworld3@gmail.com. Send in your hate.
The gulls?
No,
no.
The seagulls?
Wait, no, no.
The gull wings!
The
gull
wings!
Sorry, the gull wings.
The gull
wings.
No, no, no.
We're
no,
talking
no,
about
PS2
games.
Games.
Okay.
I mean,
and it was pretty
top
fun.
Three. It was a guilty pleasure because it was all girly. But then, I mean,
the system
was
good. The system was pretty clean.
Yeah.
And they had the dress fierce and
that's
stuff. It was pretty good. It's
all
a good
time?
System.
And then the backstory. The backstory with Nooj, with Maven Nooj, and
Baralai
and
Gipal.
That was
a pretty good
that's
thing.
A pretty back, that was a pretty good backstory.
The transformations were pretty.
I think the gameplay of X or 10-2 is good. I don't know about the story, though. It's not
fine. No, because coming from FF10, I was like, oh, nice. But because like, FF10 was like shit for me.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah,
nah.
For me,
it was okay.
I would give it another chance. It was okay. But of course, it's always in comparison to older FFs.
Yeah. Okay, so wait, your favorite is Kingdom Hearts 2.
It's mostly Kingdom Hearts 2.
10-2.
No,
and
10-2 is not really my favorite. It's just a special mention. But
okay.
I think I like 10 enough.
What else do you like other PS2 games?
Persona 3.
Mm.
Did Dante come out?
Yeah, Devil May Cry
yes.
was there.
Oh, Devil May Cry came out at
God of War.
God of War.
Onimusha came out. There's a lot of
we saw
out.
Any
I,
other God of War.
I like the premise of
yeah.
Okami.
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 Like
Okami.
That's
Okami
a that's a good
beautiful.
Pick.
Those late na.
Yeah, but it's still PS2.
It's PS2 stuff.
Yeah.
Okami.
Right.
Okami,
is
Okami, Kingdom Hearts 2.
Guys, you're keeping forgetting one game.
What?
It's my number one PS2 game of all time.
Okay, wait,
Harry Potter Quidditch Challenge.
Yes! No, I'm just kidding.
Alright, let's go to Mary now, because you are
yeah.
on the spot.
It's a little game now. It's a little game called Shadow of the Colossus.
Thanks
okay.
for telling them my thing. Okay, let's keep
Stolen Thunder. Go,
let's keep going.
Oh,
what's
the
name of it? Alright.
Well, my favorite game is Harry Potter Amazing Quidditch.
Shadow of the Colossus,
P4, and
you can pick another one.
And sorry, lubusan kita.
More than three, huh?
Yeah, more than three.
Wow.
I like the countryside better.
What's P4?
Persona 4.
And my third one would be God of War 1.
God of War 1. Good pick. Because
it was the original.
Before we knew
it was the unbeatable game.
Yeah, it was that solid.
People were like, how the hell
genre.
Do we beat this game? Oh, let's just copy it.
How do we beat it? No, I can't figure it out.
Yeah.
I like Prince of Persia, though. I mean, just for kicks.
Hey, Prince of Persia
sounds
the first
one.
The first one.
That was one of the first PS2 games I actually finished.
Okay.
Me too, I finished
Ken,
that.
Let's
I
go
know.
With you. He said Prince of Persia, because I know
Sands
that's also...
Of Time.
Yeah.
And it was like a Disney storybook thing.
Yeah. And
what?
Then before the prince turned all emo.
Yeah,
and like,
before
yeah.
we went emo.
No, but was good.
Before the prince became Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, but that was a good time for Prince of Persia.
By the way, that movie sucks!
Oh, who was that columnist that called Prince of Persia a period movie?
What?
We're out for your blood, just saying.
Anyway, alright, Kay, let's go with you. So, Prince of Persia, Sands of Time.
Crap.
What else?
Two? The ones that really impressed me were...
Front Mission.
Front
oh my
mission.
God! Yeah.
Four?
Yeah.
I love
four,
that mission.
I never liked four. I thought three was better.
The Philippines was there.
Three.
But
yeah, the
so
Philippines.
I think you're thinking
there.
Three, and that's PS1.
Yeah,
that's
three is the better one because it has
yeah,
Philippines.
Four was kind of slow.
Yeah. No, you.
Yeah,
I can name one that you really like.
What?
Rad.
Persona 3.
Rad is PS2.
Rad.
You
go there.
Robot Ultimate Drive.
It's a low budget, but it fulfills every dream of every young boy, which is. Your PlayStation controller becomes the remote control for a giant robot. And then in order to save the city, you need to destroy it. It's got ridiculously
campy voice acting. Yeah, one of the worst.
With things like, oh no, Kane, what do I do? I don't know, the giant robot's destroying the city.
And then
this
just,
makes me sad.
And there's like a German scientist. there's like a German scientist who
yeah,
like has this fucking obvious accent.
All right, we will create your ultimate robot, and I have called it the greatest name ever. Urban Dominator Laguil.
Is it really Laguil?
Yeah, it was Laguil. That was the second one. The first was called something else. And then every trigger of your it was one of the worst control schemes ever, but it had some of the best feedback because you were not inside the robot. You're on a building and you're looking at your robot.
Yeah.
So you can't really tell.
It was
you play the guy who has the remote control. And every button you press, like if you press 1, that's one step. You press L2, one step. L shoulder, one step. It's one step, one step. So it's literally like L R.
Yeah.
And it's step by step. And then to punch, it was the analog sticks. So it was slow and it was clumsy and it was awkward and it was glorious. And the battles like really worked out, especially the first time you play a robot. Yeah, that thing, like, all right, I'm going to save it. Oh, I destroyed a building. I'm going to punch it. Oh, I fell.
Slow, awkward, and glorious. That's the way
you play.
Slow,
awkward, and glorious.
So,
that's the way Kenneth
describes
a
lot
of things. Slow, awkward, and glorious.
It sounds like your first time.
Wait,
hey, but to get there, and when you get there, you are glorious.
That's what I meant.
So
in the end, you can laugh about it.
Yeah,
you just smile.
Yeah, I think we're all laughing.
What else is your favorite?
Yes,
thank
game.
You, G. Robot Alchemic Drive.
Yeah, I can name one other one, but I don't think it's
go G.
No, go.
Yeah, one more.
I know because it's all the
I know
what you
stop. Three ni G.
Like Persona 3, obviously, but that was.
You're not gonna say
you.
Zoe 2?
Zone of the Enders 2.
Ah,
yes.
That was fun.
I am actually.
A Hideo Kojima game I liked. Zone of the Enders 2.
Zone of the Enders
was
good.
Dude. I'm not gonna bitch on Kojima.
I was actually gonna ask, why not Persona 4? Because I'm surprised you've picked Persona 3.
I don't like Persona 4 as much. Because the.
Why?
The initial thing that made me say, I want to play this game. I mean, Persona 4 was. It was smooth.
It took care of
most of the problems, but the initial setup was not as compelling as here's a bunch of kids, and I mean, just tell your friends, like, oh, what's that RPG you're playing? Yeah, I'm playing this game where all these kids have guns, but they use it to shoot themselves in the head so that they can summon demons, which then they can then fight with people.
Okay.
So you prefer that?
Because, I mean, not to be in argumentative mode, but I'm just telling
yes,
you.
Yes, you are. Whenever they say Persona 3,
you're not
because
and then they
more.
Kill themselves.
Not because.
Let's market this to kids.
Because
so
here's the thing, man. Persona 3. Persona 3 came out for the PSP, right? And I replayed it, and I can't play anymore after 20 hours.
You couldn't play Persona 3 after 3 hours.
After, like, 15 hours, because. It's just something about it just makes it feel repetitive compared
yeah,
to 4.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Because 4's narrative and pacing was just on the spot. Like, you have a reason to keep playing it because you want to know who's
yeah.
the killer.
With
3,
that.
I played 3
yeah, that
far
is,
more
that
than
is,
I ever played
that is
4.
True.
Like, I stopped somewhere in 4, and I just didn't pick
Kenji.
It up. Unlike Persona 3, for some reason, I drove.
Yeah, because it's
end.
Like an endless loop. It's like, you know, it's like high school and then...
And I think it's also
which,
like,
which
I have never seen
Batman?
Anything like that.
That was 2.
That was...
In defense of Persona 3, the gameplay kind of thing. I mean, the last 4 hours worth of gameplay, I was really cursing, saying, I want this game to end. But the end makes it all worthwhile.
SAG, it...
Okay, but anyway, stop arguing with our list.
Sorry, I'm just saying, like,
just
I think
stop
four
arguing with
guys.
Our lists. Go.
Fireworks at the end of every
fuck this, and that means it's my turn, right?
Yes.
Well, they already said two.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Wait, you said Shadow of the Colossus.
Shadow of the Colossus.
That's also one of my favorites. Persona 4, yes, it's my... If I can only name one JRPG for the PS2 that
Persona.
Finds
yeah, the
Persona
games.
Persona 4. I don't know if I'm... I don't know about my third, because it's either FF12, Okami,
12
Ico, Onimusha 3, there's a lot. But I guess I'm going with FF12, I guess.
Yeah.
For
the epic. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
No, it was
yeah.
pretty
yeah.
epic, and it just felt
they
like...
They finally brought it back. They took risks that paid
yeah,
off.
I
it
just...
Went back to
not only the evilest thing, it's just, it doesn't feel like, oh my god, I'm this emo kid with, like, spiky hair and big sword.
Yeah. That's a place of
I wonder what
factor.
Game you're referring to.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Hey, that's my favorite game you're referring to.
Alright, it's
it can apply to
7, 8, and 10 have the
it.
Similar guy who's just, well, okay, 10's a little whiny, but 7 and 8
little
have
whiny.
This.
Yeah.
Huh?
Little whiny.
Tidus? Okay, fine, he's whiny.
Yeah. He's named Tidus for what?
And it's a wardrobe like girl. Tidus.
I like 12. 12 felt like
Tidus.
Yeah, 12 felt like Star Wars.
Tidus.
12 felt like Star Wars for me.
What?
12 felt like Star Wars.
12 felt like Star Wars.
Yeah. You got your young farm
yeah.
boy guy, you got your Han Solo guy, you got your female Chewbacca.
Sure.
Female Chewbacca.
Sure.
Really
the bunny, yeah, the bunny girl is the Chewbacca.
How do you know Chewbacca's not a female? No.
Can a Chewbacca?
You know
Chewbacca.
What Penny Arcade says about you know. You know what Penny Arcade says about Chewbacca's penis. Just
the
saying.
Biggest disappointment. Yeah. Biggest disappointment of the PlayStation 2 for me was the Suikoden sequels.
No, 5 was good, dude.
I was expecting so. I tried.
Not seriously.
I'm sorry. Any game where they say, and they've used this for some JRPGs, the start is slow. If I have to play 10 hours to get to the good part, I'm not playing your game.
But some guys just want to, and the payoff's good. I'm just saying. It's like King Kong, the movie by Peter Jackson.
Starting from a village with a small town and having to, like, you know.
So it's slow.
First quest.
Awkward.
No, but glorious. Okay.
It's
not
slow.
I'm telling you, man.
It becomes glorious.
Not even mention, so you get it now. I think 5 was pretty good. No, 3 is good also.
I finished 3. I didn't like it. Why did I finish it?
Dude, you liked
loyalty.
You lied to me, man. You said, like, you liked the
part. I said I was enjoying it, but then it never felt as epic as 2.
It was closest to 2. I mean, of all the 3, of all the 3 getting 2.
I guess my biggest thing,
3 was closest to 2. Yeah.
I guess my biggest problem is the suspension of disbelief, just because I never had an army. Like, my army consisted of, like, 8 guys.
No, you fuckers.
You
know, that's the worst thing, but I guess that's the whole thing about the PS2, because you're always going to compare it to PS1. PS1 still had the best games. That's
the best concept.
So good then.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, execution.
Final Fantasies were better in 1.
And then when you think about it, that's the best part about RPGs now. Like, they're taking such great influences. Like, if you look at Fable or Mass Effect 2, this whole gathering of characters, building up a home base, they're getting from Suikoden, strong narrative, they're getting from Final Fantasy.
I'm not saying they got it from Suikoden, they got it from Seven Samurai. I'm just saying, though.
Seven Samurai?
Yeah, the whole concept of a guy recruiting guys.
But getting an army.
Well, yeah. But
like,
so again,
Dragon Age.
Dragon Age. Yeah. Gathering like an army.
The whole daring
politics.
Trying to get 108 people.
Morally ambiguous conflict
gray,
as a narrative device. I mean,
gray moral choices. That's what people love.
All right.
And SAG.
So that's
SAG.
Our favorite PS2 games.
Awkward and glorious.
We gotta get that on a t-shirt. See how many dates.
Yeah, we should. World 3 trademark. Anything else you guys want to say about PS2's 10th anniversary? No.
Wow.
Good riddance.
Okay.
Oh, dude, surprisingly, it's still alive. They still make sports.
They still make
the games
slim.
Like NBA
2K11.
Yeah,
I still say they should
PS2.
Make games for
I know
PS1.
Gamers.
Seriously.
What?
Okay,
Mago.
Yeah, man. They should make games
for PS1, man.
No,
while we're at it, the Atari 2600. Like,
Frogger.
Hey, who didn't love brick games?
You know, I have friends who like want to, who actually are hardcore gamers.
Mars
vs.
Capcom.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that was
a
PS2 game. Yeah.
Good
job, Mickey. Yeah, Mars vs. Capcom.
Mickey. You totally forgot that, man.
Yeah. Marvel was that 1 or 2?
Two.
Guilty
two.
Gear.
Oh no, we forgot the
fight.
Yeah.
Arc
the
Lad.
I didn't like Arc the Lad.
Bloody Roar. I just like the concept and the character design. I think.
Yeah.
I just
Alice the Rabbit.
Alice the Rabbit.
Hugo.
Baku the Mole.
Ganun ba nga yun?
Sisi yung chameleon.
Boozer Zima!
With a game like Bloody Roar, the most dangerous animals in nature, the rabbit.
I guess we could all agree that PS2 had a really awesome library.
I know some gamers who will, like, say they will try their, like, hardest to keep their PS2 alive.
And who challenged it? This was the age where it was no competition.
It was undaunted.
Yeah,
well, Xbox did with Halo.
Hey, Xbox One, like,
that's all they had.
Yeah,
I mean,
Xbox,
I love my 360 now, but
Xbox One's
but
crap.
Yeah,
then,
Xbox One
is crap. It's really crap.
With a big X on top of it. It's indicating it's an Xbox.
X is in no.
In
no box.
This
no
is
box.
Who we are. Let me show
I
you.
I'd be
a
gamer if I said
PS4.
I wanted a GameCube.
No, GameCube did.
Hey, no, the GameCube had some.
I wanted for Soul Calibur. Anyway.
But it's worth it.
Like Mario?
It's first part. Yeah, let's release Mario again.
It's not convincing enough to switch consoles.
It was never convincing enough to invest.
That's,
right.
Yeah, that's right. The PS2 was the king then.
Yeah,
so that's true.
Now that there's all these other consoles, the Wii and whatever.
And all
know,
the best franchises were with
too
Sony.
Bad.
Because we were the bigger people, like
Sony,
I am 360, if you don't have a good PC. PS3, for a lot of the exclusive ones, is fine after all its stumbling. If you don't want to be lonely and actually want to invite.
Hey, Wii is a lot.
We have
some great
stuff.
I think it was after PS2 when I converted to a non-console gamer now.
The PC is just such a
power.
All
right,
so congratulations to the PS2 for holding the throne for that.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. 10 years.
So it's the PC's 60th anniversary. Let's cover that.
Oh, you remember my first video card?
Karateka.
Just
do.
Dude,
Jack Rabbit.
Tips challenge.
The ones you can play on your crap school computer. Hong Kong Mahjong.
And the screen game na may kumakain sa'yo ng monster.
I think that's every game.
Ski monster.
Did it even have a name? Just the skiing game.
Skiing game with monster. There's a box.
You know what? I got so frustrated with that game because I was really trying to finish it, but there was no way to finish it.
Yeah,
I was getting eaten by the monster.
It's harder than God of War.
Altair, before you lose too much of your life, you realize it's the same story with Robot Unicorn Attack. Just letting you know.
Alright, okay. We've got off board here. Let's talk about Scott Pilgrim. It's my favorite.
Really? We were talking about Scott Pilgrim?
The game?
Or you were talking about Scott Pilgrim, we were all agreeing.
Oh man, total spoilers.
No, it's okay. I don't
care. Oh man, total spoiler.
Are we gonna spoil people now?
Yeah, he dies.
No, there's really nothing to spoil. It's a movie about the guy. It's a movie about
a
guy who has a girl. And then he has to fight 7 evil ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, what's the spoiler?
Okay.
That's it.
So
yeah.
Basically...
How far did you get?
First 30 minutes or so.
Did they even start fighting
until 30 minutes.
Wow.
Dude, that should disappoint me.
I wouldn't know. I've seen it four times now. So anyway, yeah, we've seen the movie after how many months have we been waiting? Like, since August, because this country is so stupid enough not to release it locally.
No, because they had bases for it.
It was the distributors.
Yeah, they had
bases. Because I just don't want to... call a distributor because I actually complained to the distributors about this.
I actually believe that
anything?
Scott Pilgrim here will probably do a Mallrats, which will still be bigger on a video scale or DVD scale than they are in an actual movie release. Because
yeah,
they didn't do well on a screen thing.
No, the main problem is, I mean, in terms of distributorship, and everyone knows that those Edgar Wright whatever movies, they never do well in the States, so you should have released it in Europe, at least like how Kick-Ass managed to recoup most of its losses on the international market. They never did. So the distributors gave free screenings to everybody who might have watched it, like all those comic store screenings. And then
they
released it only in the States, gave up completely. I mean, it's a classic case of these distributors who just don't get it, releasing crap movies and ignoring good quality stuff. Like all the distributors here in the Philippines, Sapagita Films, you bitch.
No, because
Firebomb.
The thing is, it was scheduled to release here October 27th. I saw the list. I honestly did.
Yeah,
I think it's a lie. Because even like something I think Nora could have done.
My name is Giuseppe Patascio, and you lied to me.
I actually said that.
And you lied to me.
The funny thing is, the distributor guy on the phone was like saying, "Sir, are you okay? Because you look like you're really angry." Like, oh, I'm not. I'm just
are you okay? Should you see somebody?
No, seriously, I
want to see Scott Pilgrim!
Only he can cure me.
I was blitzing the guy because I was really pissed when I found out.
What did he say? I'm sorry?
We had
chat and it had something to do with, like...
why? Okay, wait, get the story.
I can't really say because I said,
mega,
you know, I
mega.
No, it's just, you know, it didn't earn well in the US, so they decided, you know, it's not going to fucking earn here. We're not going to release it here. Sorry.
Did you tell me like Kick-Ass did great?
I said Kick-Ass. I said Serenity.
Serenity
actually
did quite well on the international.
Which actually shocked them.
It's still a surprise. It's still
you didn't know.
Very well received on buses throughout Metro Manila.
Serenity, right?
Yeah.
We saw it.
Yes.
No, go back to Serenity because we saw it 2006.
It went one special screening.
One screening,
one night only,
and
which we happened to be here.
Yes, and we saw it, right? And then it was distributed by Universal nationwide.
Yeah, yeah.
I told them that because they're the official distributors of Universal, and they were shocked that, like, what? Serenity was shown here? When?
So he is an idiot. So it is the distributor.
It's probably you.
What
is
the name of the company?
Solar. Solar.
You
Solar.
No wonder they're
so everyone in Solar are complete idiots.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so enough of the bitching.
Well,
it didn't show in the
Philippines.
We loved it.
But we loved it.
We had a screening in your house here.
Yes.
Very
we
same room.
Illegally downloaded the Blu-ray disc.
Yes.
And then we watched it.
Yes, and then you can all sign petitions for them to show it here.
I watched it with Spit. Like, everybody was...
Fires
even, like,
police,
the ones who don't
live
like
in 1909. For the raid police.
For the raid police.
I don't
see
here. It's fine.
I saw it, like, 3 or 4 times already. On par with Social Network. It's not... Oh, it's not on my list.
Although the comic was still better, but as a movie, it was excellent.
Okay, let me just start by saying Scott Pilgrim had the most awesome cinematography that I've seen this year.
For the last five years, actually. Because the DP, director of photography, was Bill Pope. He was the guy responsible for
this. Oh, he was the Pope! It actually felt like
Sorry.
A very long
Make
music
shoot
video.
The plane off your head.
Yeah.
Which was cool, if you're in the mood for that.
Yeah.
But then,
that
I would understand how people who isn't part of our niche to see it as just, you know, a movie for ADHD people.
But the thing is,
it has a lot of geek references. Because if you play games, if you like read comics, and if you're in a band, but you have to kind of get those, you know,
because the
culture.
Because
if you don't, you'll just like sneer at it. You won't really get the jokes. You won't get the, you know. You won't see old people watching this. Believe me.
I can't imagine my parents watching.
No, because they won't get the humor.
The humor
Scott Pilgrim is random, and that's a humor style that wasn't there. Before.
Well, it's the new absurdist trend in humor. Like you get it in Modern Family.
It
got really big at like Arrested Development.
Awkward.
This sort of absurd situation.
Yeah.
Can I just say that Michael Cera was pretty good here? Because
like I've been saying, he did it really well. He was one of the stars in, you know, in that movie. He really
Everybody was good.
But he wasn't no shined bright.
He wasn't the idea of
Scott Pilgrim in the comics.
So
it was kind of different. Like he was more alpha or just a little more confident, not as awkward.
It felt like
more playful. I don't know.
It's Scott as interpreted by Michael, which is what an actor
does.
Because
it's
a
good job. But I would just imagine like
Scott Pilgrim in the comics was never awkward. He was a mandit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, and then his appeal, why all these girls found him inexplicably appealing, was because he was so earnest. Like he was dumb, but then while every other guy was trying to be cool and sexy and intense, whatever, he was just himself.
And he could fight kick-ass. Really,
and he is the greatest fighter in Northern Ontario.
Yeah, but I couldn't imagine anybody else. Except probably... Adam Brody from the OC.
Zeiger, whatever.
Which one?
Jesse Eisenberg?
No, I don't know, dude. Social Network was his movie already. I don't think he would...
Jeep Potasio would make a good...
Thank you, yeah.
I think it's one of those movies where a fresh new face would have been nice. So we're not projecting our expectations.
But either way, I'm happy with Michael
Cera.
Yeah, we are.
Put Emma Watson there, it's going to be the bomb.
Emma Watson is Ramona.
No, but everybody was good there.
Dude, I'm so gonna...
I asked Foss... I also believe the Knives Chow of the movie was significantly better than the comic counterpart.
I disagree with that. The knives in the comic was far more nuanced.
Enemy-ish knives was annoying?
I suppose it's... Yeah, because the new movie, and it's great that they managed to... They had to make so many compromises because the timeline was, 4 days? A week? The movie took place in the space of a week, a few days, literally, as opposed to the comic where it's like a year. You have all of these organic relationships developing.
He had an actual
breakup with Ramona, and he had to deal with that for months.
That was a gap between 5 and 6.
Yeah, no, even the knives thing like took a while. Like he was getting comfortable with her, and then the constant trying to deal with knives. There's no neat resolution. Which is the best part about the comic.
What do you think? So that's why you prefer knives to the comic than the movie?
In general, there's no thing in the. I love the movie for letting me finally visualize all those great scenes, and seeing the fights and things. But I mean, in story wise, character development wise, especially, it's just not fair. I think to compare.
Yeah, because
it would have worked if it were a series.
Like, where was our knives and
or a miniseries?
Scene?
A miniseries.
Maybe I just want more lesbians.
Maybe that's what the point of the movie was. It just wanted to show you all those awesome fight scenes and all like the effect.
Yeah,
I don't think it really tried to live up to the story.
It never does because you only have a mini series.
From a writer's perspective, they were trying their best to streamline it because there was a lot going on in Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah,
the
problem with any movie that you convert from a book or a comic book is always going to be the same. You're going to have to make it. It's going to have to make sense. And it's gonna have to be, you know, continuous without, you know, taking out the scenes that are most important.
Yeah, like,
right.
Like
and
if Avengers comes out,
gotta go.
It's gonna happen in like a couple of weeks. But then
yeah.
the storylines of the Avengers happened in centuries.
Exactly.
But it's
so
a good
compromise. These things should be done as if it's a large written
yeah.
narrative work. It should be done as a mini series, like George R. R. Martin.
Game of Thrones. But anyway, basically, what the movie does to the comic is, it's like for me with manga and anime.
Yeah.
We read Naruto or Bleach,
yeah, the manga.
Then the story is there is cool because you mean, oh my god, like shit moments, right?
Yeah.
But when you see those action scenes in
animated.
The comic, you would wonder how would it look like in the anime. So you kind of watch the anime for that,
for the action.
Right.
Same thing with Scott Pilgrim,
yeah.
Diba?
But
people
think,
don't go there for the story
yeah,
and enjoy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it
yeah, yeah.
encapsulates the comic. It's
the
more
action.
Of oh my god, I want to see Patel and him fight for in real time.
And the music.
Yeah.
And the music.
It's more
great
fan service, not
music.
Intelligent.
Yeah.
So manga is like so movies are like manga. The movies are like anime to comics. It's to the books.
Yeah. It's for the people who want to have a more visual thing for the action scenes at least.
If you think about it, you know, hey, not everyone wants the book that they're reading to be visualized, because they'll have a picture of how the person looks and then change their whole perspective. That's the whole point of making a movie out of a book, right?
That's why a lot of people
think
like,
this is manga
yeah.
and this is comic, so it's. I mean, you've already visualized it to some extent.
Yeah, that's true. But at least there's got to be some changes, and obviously. I think they did a good
and
job.
And the directors
with what
have to take their liberties with the.
Yeah.
From what I see,
yeah.
it's more like this is not. Brian Lee O'Malley's version. It's Edgar Wright's version.
And that's, the great
and
thing.
It
it's confident. It didn't
yeah.
feel slavish in its attention.
Yeah.
The first Harry Potter movie, and I fell asleep. And I loved Harry Potter. But because
it was just exactly the same.
Yeah, but then when it got to the third, and then he started getting like confident, and then he played with the material a bit. It was fun.
But good job casting Emma Watson.
Dude, she was like...
Watch Harry Potter 7!
But you gotta get points to like, you know, Edgar Wright and all the video game references. I mean... Would any studio want that? To think, if you think about it, like they
yeah.
use Zelda tunes, like
no,
would the producers know these Zelda tunes?
Like I said,
no,
it's like, a really,
the
really.
He had
so we should be grateful, like so many series that ended up not having support. We should be grateful that they ever existed. We should be grateful that money was spent for Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah,
grateful
yes.
that money was spent for Middleman, Kick-Ass.
Watchmen.
Even Watchmen, flawed as it was, we should be grateful.
Oh,
that
that's another
movie.
Yeah,
but we should be grateful. I mean. This is our time. But
yeah, but it's just
really
basically like our
showed,
like our older brothers, our older brothers who like may have been into like G.I. Joe and like you know Marvel comics. They never like imagined like seeing these these characters come out in the widescreen. Like my brother used to read like Iron Man and like X-Men.
Yeah.
It's only now, like 20 years later, that he's able to see them.
They did come in widescreen.
So
they were awkward, like Captain.
We're just
America.
Really happy that Edgar Wright. Gave us this awesome movie.
And,
you
know, just,
I still believe the myth of, not the myth, sorry, the legend of the Mallrats popularity will apply. It didn't do well in cinemas. It does really well. It lives on in
yeah,
history.
Like,
it
yeah, but that does nothing for the actors' careers.
Yeah,
it's like,
then,
it's like pirates.
It's not rewarding anybody.
It's like people not buying the record.
But that's a film.
But, I mean, back to the movie, I think that there were just so many good ideas, like, the P bar and like the
yeah.
The
he added a lot of his own
stuff. The tunes, the countdown. And the
there were so many good ideas, and he just
continue.
Put them all there
continue.
Without you know without double backing. He just
yeah.
really
yeah.
went for it,
and he didn't dwell it. Like he just says a joke and then leaves it. But you're like you have to keep up with
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
but that's really the director's style.
Yeah,
yeah.
He keeps bombarding you with all
but
of
it's
that.
Shot of the Dead.
Yeah,
and
Hot
Fuzz.
It's like he doesn't pause for like laughter or.
I like the
he
dialogue.
Keeps on going.
I don't know about you guys. I just like how.
Yeah, it was good.
What?
It was
the script.
Enough.
It's just.
Oh no!
It's so
brilliant screenplay.
Yeah, we're not saying that. It's bad. It was really good.
We loved it.
We
basically.
Loved it.
We really
yeah.
loved
you
it.
Could nitpick
I love it. It's my
yeah.
favorite movie of the year. Next
you would give it over 10. What I would
give.
I give
it 11.
Like 9.
Yeah,
no,
but,
not really.
Sorry,
I give it 9.5.
Sorry, I'm just being a fanboy here.
I might give it a 10 if it was like 3 hours long.
Right. No, it's everything for me.
And good job for like the producer like taking on the project because for such a niche topic like that.
No, like I said, like would the producer know these Zelda tunes, these Countdown, Mortal Kombat references?
Now we won't because they know what happens if you try to take a risk like that.
Yeah,
yeah
no, so this is like, I don't know.
Bum.
Yeah.
Bum.
I hope not for the other, well, that's next project.
No, but it's already, like, look at, oh my god, Let Me In was so good.
Okay, anyway, so
Let Me In.
We're gonna...
French, huh?
The
Swedish one.
Let's wrap this show by going with the final segment, which is Mia. What's our final segment?
Well, once upon a time in Kenneth's apartment in Ortigas, we started with what have you been up to. So we're ending with what have you been up to.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Or more like memories of World 3 now?
It can be, if that's what you're up to.
Memories in my
because
life.
What have you been up to? Kenny, what have you been playing?
What does World 3 stand for?
What
like,
have you been playing now?
Wait, wait, before we go to World 3 drama,
okay.
Let's go.
Yeah, honestly,
let's go. What have you been playing? Fable 3, right?
Okay. More popular ones, Fable 3 and New Vegas.
More popular.
But then that's, you know, that's common, whatever. I've also been playing Mountain Blade Warband, which is an excellent simulation of medieval life. And it feels great because you go from town to town. It's like a Grand Theft Auto, but medieval, and then you form an army.
Is it multiplayer?
No, I wish. It's only in the skirmish modes.
Oh.
Like, it's not in the campaign. There's
Kenneth,
no campaign.
And is this for PC?
Kenneth, why'd you tell them about that game that you play about the blocks and you built like a whole...
Oh my god! Minecraft! Oh my god. No, seriously, like, Jill, or even Mia McGee, she plays that. Anybody who starts with Minecraft will die with Minecraft. He just released a Halloween upgrade.
Here we go.
He created, like, hell... Okay, guys, you know, Lego... The greatest concept, everybody was saying... Lego has released a massively multiplayer online RPG. And you think that's great, right? Because it's a Lego MMO.
Here we go.
But the thing is, it's shit. Everyone who's playing it says it's shit. Because everyone's saying, this Lego MMO is like Minecraft without the fun. The Lego MMO has been created, and it is called Minecraft. It's 8-bit pixelized graphics.
Okay, I'm
you
in.
Are, yeah, you are... you are. It's Lego for your PC. You start... And every day, you're building, and then every night, zombies attack. So the first day, you're like digging a hole, desperate, and then you bury yourself underground.
So it's
but
like
while you're underground,
Resident
you work.
Evil Lego.
Yeah, exactly. Resident Evil Lego, randomly generated world, so every game is different. And then you're digging, and then you get stone, and then you use the stone and the bricks to build giant structures.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you get stone. Yes, it's awesome. And then you start from a crap little... From a crap little hole in the ground, and in the end, I have recreated Rapture. And I used to play a lot of Minecraft because I used to think my accomplishments were awesome. Because if you want to build castles in the sky, I mean, it's Lego, man.
I built
a skyway, I built castles, and I thought I was awesome until I went online and I saw what other players did, like when they rebuilt Minas Tirith.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I've seen it. They've rebuilt Minas Tirith, and I'm like, I'm just going to wait for the.
We're going to stop there, Kay, because we're going to talk about how you
build Minecraft.
These things, and, you know.
Minecraft.
I guess that pretty much tested.
What else have you guys been playing? You, what have you been playing, Marco?
Well, I've mostly been playing board games.
Or watching. What have you been seeing lately? That's awesome.
The social network was awesome. Again. What else have I been doing? Well, I've been wanting to play Civ 5 forever. And I'm just finding the time. But if I had like 2-3 days free, I would just play.
2-3 days?
Just to get everything.
Are we playing
epic
speed? All right. Altairn, Mayor, what have you guys been playing besides World of Warcraft?
In unison.
In unison. Besides World of Warcraft.
Yeah, because of course, World of Warcraft.
Besides World of Warcraft.
What I've been... Well, I just started on Mass Effect 2 now, which I've been... Well, I've been promising myself to play it. For a long time now. But
we and I, you still haven't discussed the class story we had because it took you a week to pick.
Yeah, no, because I'm really like that when it comes to games that I know I'm going to love. I really take a long time deciding my character. I think of my character. I think of who he is, what he's doing, why he's like this. So it took me a week to decide what I'm going to play in Mass Effect, and I finally decided to play the Sentinel because...
Recommendation.
Yeah, because I was planning to play in hardcore, and I wanted to have a challenge because like most games when I play hardcore, it's so easy.
Asshole.
Yeah, so if you want like a challenge also, like New Vegas hardcore mode.
Well, yeah, that's why. And also New Vegas.
I've never been so happy to see a toilet I could drink out of.
Before I started playing Fallout, I took like a month putting the mods because I really wanted to like, you know, get the game perfectly how I like it before I start. So that's why most RPGs it takes me like 6 months. I wait for the mods to come in, I wait for reviews, and then I play it because I don't know, mods are the bomb.
Okay.
I can tell you now what I should be playing.
What have you been playing? Yet?
What I should be playing,
okay.
Really. I really should finish my Fallout 2 game.
Yeah.
It's just taking so damn long to try.
Playing a retro game.
Yes.
Fallout 2.
Because
awesome.
That's the first thing that Peter Mutok did to me. He literally took my laptop
and
installed Fallout 2 and said, catch up on your freaking American
Noble.
Gaming.
Noble.
You have Sulik?
Yes, I do. And I had just... I was so happy, and the sad thing is it was in between rehearsals, so I couldn't relish it.
I shot down
that gangster guy in the second town, and I looted him, and it made the game so much easier.
Right.
I felt so happy. I couldn't enjoy it, though. But if you want to know what I'm playing now, I've been playing with makeup.
Makeup.
Yes.
It's not a game. Let's move on.
Yeah. I like this topic. I play with makeup too.
Thank you.
A yes. Lot. What have we been up to? What have we been playing? We've been playing.
We're going back with you, girl, because you girls just saw something amazing a few hours ago. We're going
to
talk about that. Mayor, what have you been up to?
Work. No kidding. Well, I've been playing. I'm playing a handful of games.
Sorry.
I'm playing Brotherhood.
Yeah, I also got Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Playing Naruto. I also got one.
Yeah, Naruto.
Sorry. Yeah, Naruto.
Mako and I've been.
I'm also playing 2K11 because I also got one.
That's another game I was gonna say.
And I'm also playing New Vegas because I'm playing that.
You've been playing a lot as usual.
And I've been playing. Wow. Yeah, and
well, that's a lot, man.
Okay.
But my laptop is like under repair, so I'm playing. It's a really cool game. It's called Super Mario 3 in the DS.
Good job.
I'm loving it.
I have that.
The where you become a big Mario and
yeah,
tap on the level. Oh my God! Revelations.
Okay, Mayor's just playing
Super
a lot.
Super Mario out.
Yeah. Hey, I'm playing that too.
Super
it's cool.
Mario.
Really?
Like you can say emo vampire, and it actually comes out.
Yeah. No, because the first Scribblenauts was the adventure game where, okay, let's say you need to get a key in the ocean. Whatever you write down, whatever word you type in, it will pop out into existence. So you're like, key in the ocean, submarine, or scuba gear, or vacuum
yeah.
pump.
Oh
and then
any word.
Yeah, it's awesome. Any word. And it has like a 50
dinosaur!
Dinosaur. And then it just shows. And then
or
it goes
mecha.
In the water, and then it drowns.
Or mecha. And mecha is different from robot.
Yes.
Robot,
yes.
You get a small, like, wind-up thing. But
yeah,
if it's mecha, it's like
mecha,
a rundown thing.
Scribblenauts.
I want that.
And
yeah.
Super Scribblenauts
what
they introduced is adjectives.
Yeah.
You can put an adjective with the word.
Yeah.
It's like flying zombie.
Blue carpet.
Blue carpet.
You could say, like, fat vampire.
Yeah.
Hey,
so they actually have adjective noun.
Yeah. Skiing werewolf.
Yeah.
I want to play this game. Oh my God. That's what I will be doing.
Everybody was saying, like, because in the first game, one of the first things that everyone typed in, oh no, there's a puzzle, I don't get it, so everyone just typed in God.
Yes.
Typed in God in the first game.
Or Cthulhu.
You type in God in the first game,
exactly.
That God just pops into existence. And he's like a guy in an old man in beard. He just watches you.
I'm sorry. In my time with Scribblenauts, seriously, Cthulhu is, I hate to say this as a Christian, but was more powerful than God.
Yeah, because Cthulhu actually did stuff.
And my sister just figured out how to write
Cthulhu.
He's kind of
No, I only advise man does the work.
You're doing it wrong.
All right. I guess. Shall we move with the girls? Because they saw something really, really cool a few hours ago.
In the bathroom.
No, be very subtle. She's peeing.
Urinating. So I'm going. Let's go with my. What have I been up to first before them?
What have you
been
up to?
What have I been up to? I've been packing.
You packing the hamsters?
I have
Thank
removed,
you for elevating our...
I have removed all my posters in my room.
Oh, shit.
Dibs on your...
Yeah,
I
talked to his parents. I actually do have dibs on his room.
Are you serious?
Awesome.
What? I don't know about that. And I've also been bubble wrapping my DVDs. So that's what I've been up to.
Have you been popping your bubble wrap? I love that.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for that.
That was just games I haven't been playing a lot lately because I've been packing. But no, before we go there, let's go with Jill and Mickey. Because you guys saw...
saw Harry Potter.
You guys saw Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows, a few hours ago, part one.
Mm-hmm.
Give us a few minutes. What do you guys think about it?
Well, Mickey here, if you must know, is a die-hard Harry Potter fan.
Die-hard. Ever since the first book came out when I was 11.
Mm.
And
wow, that's an amazing Daniel Radcliffe tattoo you've just shown us.
Oh, she's planning to get the
I can't believe it took me this long to realize what I really wanted. I've been thinking about getting a tattoo for a while, and I had a couple ideas. And I cannot believe I overlooked the idea of getting the Deathly Hallows symbol tattooed on either my wrist or in the back of my neck. I can't believe I overlooked that. But I'm going to get it probably by the end of this year.
Oh.
I'm set on it.
Wow.
Slytherin. I don't know. I'm working on it. All right,
so how's the movie?
But the movie itself. Joe, would you like to
I think that, well, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I think this is the best one.
Better than
I
three.
Agree.
Better than three?
Really?
Wow. Okay.
That's a lot.
I like the third book the best. Then the movie. There was just something of... I guess because they had more time.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to include...
Get everything in them.
Right, right. And not in a way that it was really dragging. I mean, there were a lot of silences and a lot of, you know... thinking shots, but it was
that's because
nice.
most of it is just Ron, Hermione,
except
and
Hermione
Harry, and it's just them alone against the world,
which is pretty much Deathly Hallows.
Exactly.
It was true to its tagline,
but the pacing was great. It was never a long dragging silence.
Well, just like the book, so if I remember correctly.
Exactly,
it's like an adventure. It's like a quest now. It's
right.
like they're in school.
Yeah,
we have like problems.
There was no one
at Hogwarts.
Exactly.
Not a single scene at Hogwarts. The only vague scene was a very short
Hogwarts
Express.
Oh yeah.
The story.
Yeah. Thought it was the
start
weird.
To sag in the middle. I mean, in the books.
I thought it was
the
weird.
No, but the last book was really, really good.
Oh, that was
Oh,
there are some surprising shots though. Some surprising scenes.
With her, Mayor.
With
your
girlfriend.
Yes, yes.
With Hermione, and she's making out with every girl in Hogwarts, Mayor, at the same time.
Of course, without
SAG.
Making out with Hogwarts.
I guess a lot of Harry Potter is because of Hogwarts, and it was interesting to see them not in Hogwarts and do really well.
And I really appreciate it because a lot of, pretty much every other movie was basically...
In the school.
Not even that. It wasn't... very true to the book.
And this is
this one, I have to say, is exactly. They open with the exact same scene as in the book. They have the same lines as they have in the book. And the feel of it is just so... There's a desperation about it. A desperation to just end this war.
Sometimes a little too quiet.
Or
a good way. In a
oh my god, what are they
gonna
do? What's gonna happen? You have to admit there's an element of creepiness. To this one.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
There's
an element of creepiness and such heartbreak in it too. So it's fantastic.
So it's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a really good one. And
well,
it has an indie feel to it.
Does have an indie feel to it for some reason.
I heard a cinematography
too.
No. It's the same director from 6.
Yeah,
7-6.
No, 5-7-6.
6
was okay.
Yes.
Six was for me brilliant because after book 5 and 6 was brilliant because after book 4 I hated books 5 and 6. It only picked up in book 7 for me.
Yeah, I couldn't stand book.
I really, really hated that way. I could tell J.K. Rowling was tired.
I wikied 6. I didn't
read
it.
I struggled through it, but I mean
started to feel like she was treading water, honestly.
She was really stressed. She was really
stressed.
Actually
book 6 When on the 9th chapter, they haven't even reached Hogwarts yet.
Yeah. Okay, I spot somewhere
true.
In the chapter.
Yeah, but
it cuts
awesome.
Out.
Aren't they late for class?
You know how
it's
bad? You notice like in book 6, Dumbledore was telling the story. And if it was J.K. Rowling, and if you can notice in earlier scenes, she'd build it up. It would be an unraveling.
Yeah.
But in this case, it was Dumbledore going... It was her going, oh, dang it, I'll just throw it at you, Dumbledore style. So that's what made book 6 really, really
like
bad.
How... Well, movie 6 was good.
But yeah, movie 6 improved on it a lot.
Book 6, they
minimized...
Hermite.
Yeah.
Right, anyway, so...
Okay.
Without spoiling us here, because we're going to see it, how did it end? Is it cliffhanger-y, or...?
It ended in the perfect... What was,
Jesus
on,
died
on
in
a,
the
on
end.
A very... it resolved... No, it didn't resolve.
Spoiler.
But it didn't resolve, but it ended at a very good point. I mean... It wasn't the it's difficult, I think, to separate movies
and it's not like The Matrix, right?
A book
but it doesn't suffer from
you in
it's
a...
not an annoying cliffhanger like you were supposed to say. Like,
it was satisfying.
It's satisfying.
It's satisfying.
So that's why you're contented with it, like
yes.
And you,
and I think it also at the same time it sets the mood for the next movie because it's already it ends with a very dramatic shot, and you're like, oh my god, here
we
go.
That was the end of the first movie.
Yeah, like I turned to our friend Bianca, and I said, oh my god, this is the end of it, isn't it? Oh no, and sure enough, credits.
Okay.
Akala ko may dalang libro si Mickey.
I was considering it, but I've already memorized.
Okay, so there you go, Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows.
I'm just happy that I can see
good movie. And, alright, shall we go with our favorite World 3 moments now?
Now's my favorite.
We need to wrap this up, so Mia, Mayor, you guys.
Okay, fine.
My favorite World 3 moment. Go Mayor first.
I still remember episode 1 here in the bedroom, Kenneth.
Episode 2.
Episode 0 and 1 was still at Kenneth's apartment in Ortigas.
Apartment. So, tuna mo na kanyang bitaw?
Yeah, you...
What the hell with this?
Dude, do you remember? I was like, oh, I love it. I finally have my own place. I have peace and quiet. 2 a.m. Guys, I ordered a card.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so
RIP Playground on Air.
Actually, it's a real... How many years have we been doing this?
2 years, almost. Yeah.
Wow,
two years.
Years!
And I just want to say, I love how dramatic our progress has gone. Like, in 2 years, we have risen our number of initial listeners 10 times, from 2 to 20.
You're exaggerating.
I think it's...
No, it's from 1 to 10!
1 to 10, 10 times. That is a 1,000% increase.
Yeah!
If I may add...
Brilliant!
That at least, you know, in this, despite 2 years of whatever you're trying to say, we got nominated twice.
There is that.
Yeah.
That's right. I told you, so with the judges.
I still remember.
And one of them is Lauren's mom.
I still remember the first listener. He was from Sweden.
Wow.
What?
Why did you get the Sweden?
When you were checking the stats.
I don't know.
Dude, it was like from like a European country. Yeah. It's like,
oh, you got insulted right there.
So basically, after 2 years of World 3, after hanging out here or in my house,
after with lots of special guests, back to
lots.
Gaming Boys. Yeah.
Yeah. They were recurring though. That was a good run.
Yeah.
And the JRPG, WRPG.
Okay, well,
I love
where I made a total ass out of myself.
Yeah, what
but
the hell, man?
That's still up for grabs, so, you know.
I thought Martin was malabo.
Oh, anyway.
Guys, I think...
No, come on! Like, for me, even though, you know, there your stuff are happening, since W3 is ending, might as well...
Might as well what?
Yeah, mention...
I'm not gonna mention anybody.
Yeah, no, we had some great guests like Ari.
Say thank you.
I remember that retro gaming one.
Retro gaming was good.
Yeah, the retro gaming one was good.
Yeah, when Ari had to pretend to be someone else to like Sierra Adventure Games.
Yeah.
No, because she liked them. She can't admit the truth.
Yeah, see, Aaron, yung police quest.
Police quest.
What's that?
No, and then she was saying, like, hey, what about that game, Prince of Persia? I'm like, yeah, Sands of Time was awesome. No, I meant the PC.
The 1987.
I like the PC Prince of Persia. I would have suffered through that if I had
the
PC.
I like the old Metal Gear, the first one.
Yeah, we covered a hell of a lot of games.
Oh, what else?
Martin did a lot of fighting game coverage. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
We had the EGM one. We had the EGM one, which is cool.
The EGM one.
Did we ever get the copy?
No, I didn't.
Because the address was wrong to whatever zip code problem ekek thing.
Wait, so you're saying that somewhere in like Jonah's parlor,
someone actually got
somewhere in this island.
Maybe it's on the girly bars there. Just saying.
new next wave.
I like this snake. Gusto ng mallet.
Anyway, anything else? Which
well, there's I.
So what do you feel? You're officially ending World 3 after tonight.
I am ending World 3, but I am not going to end my podcasting thing because... Did I announce?
So.
We'll see. Maybe we should
not
do... Maybe we should
actually
put
World 1.
I
wanted him to do World 1.
No,
he said
no.
No.
I get it.
Because...
We're so clever.
Because for me, you know, as a parting original member, I would want the blog to be still be alive.
You can still keep it alive.
Tell me about it. Sorry. Huh?
Ano?
Sorry.
No, but that's another one that I need to do. Well, the thing is, I can't do World 3 anymore because I don't have you guys. I mean...
Who says? You can Skype us.
No, but not with the time difference. It's gonna be hard. And knowing everybody's schedules these days, it's...
Everything's hard.
I hope that was heard.
So, no.
I suggest you keep the blog.
I'm not sure about the blog, but I will have a new website someday.
Ooh.
What's
your new
project?
Fine Boy.
I am looking.
Subscribes to a magazine called Fine Boy.
I don't subscribe. I buy him.
That's worse, right?
That's worse.
Off the rap, this guy looks pretty.
It's a Japanese fashion magazine.
I too wish to be a fine boy.
I actually have something up my sleeve, but I don't want to talk about it.
No, but I'm actually looking for a name that will...
World 1.
World 4.
World 1.
World
4.
No, World
1.
First World.
I thought Level 1.
Level 1. Level 1.
I think Level 1.
She got that faster than you did.
I think level
I'm
one works.
Really soupy.
You're so sad tonight.
Well,
soupy.
But we'll just see what the future takes us, right?
Yeah, so... I can't announce yet, but yeah, I have something else besides that thing. So.
How about you guys? Do you have any plans post-podcast?
Who?
Work.
Yeah.
Oh no, this podcast was the entirety of my life, and without it, all is meaningless.
Well, it went sidelines, but either way. If you want to go there, go.
Mm.
No, but
you can start another podcast.
No, I will.
That's right.
He
World
will.
3 without G. No, we're missing.
Level 1.
Level 1? No, I don't know. I'm still thinking of a name.
We need something clever.
G said
Natasha
versus the world.
You need
G versus the world.
I like
that.
G
world.
Truly
called. G string.
World G.
You got everything for it.
No, but even though if I have this, even if I have
a,
well, I will be having this new podcast, but if you guys don't mind guesting, I don't.
From
something
here?
That can,
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure, live phone patch, why not?
Something that can
I'll
combine all
answers.
Our passions, something like Schmeierken Podcast 5.
What?
Because we're 5. Schmeierken out there.
Anyway,
someone prepped the nerve.
So, anything else before I end this final episode of my baby?
2 year baby.
Exactly.
2 year baby.
Well, I guess it's a good run. So now.
Yeah. Oh, we had like back to gaming guys.
Ah, yeah. How so? No, I think there's a stink. I know that we make fun of how few our listeners are, but seriously, thank you, Yue and Haosun, for genuinely expressing that they'll miss us.
We
thank
can
you.
Say that each of you listeners, we know each and every one of you.
Yes,
by
we've
name.
Grown. We've
we
grown
got,
to know
you.
That includes Chris Levan, my future partner in crime.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
I think that's something that
wrong.
We can end. I think on that we can end it. That was a very World 3 moment right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You heard it here first, folks. G is coming out.
G is coming out.
Da, da.
And I guess
he
maybe we'll... I think we can say...
No, I will really miss doing this.
Fine, boys.
I mean, okay, seriously, like, we got nominated twice, and it was just... this funky idea, and it's in your Kenneth's apartment. I just, you know, I thought like, hey, let's do this.
And now we're 10 people strong.
No, like in 2 years, you know, I got nominated. We got nominated. And
yeah, that's a big thing. I'm
just saying that was an accomplishment for me. I'm really happy.
Oh, we'd also like to thank
Award.
Our guest speakers over the last 2 years.
Yes, no,
that's
thank
a
you.
Huge
I don't have a list, but thank you, whoever.
Ari, Aaron.
Bam, Kirsten, Mahar.
Jed!
Mahar.
Bam, Kirsten.
I couldn't stand the Mahar stuff.
And, was Ralph? No, Ralph was not.
No.
Ralph was not. Ralph
no, Ralph was in Yaoi. Ralph was in the Yaoi podcast.
Oh my god,
Yaoi.
Yeah,
you sure? Okay. But I love you, Ralph.
They had a whole episode dedicated
yeah,
to
there,
gay man.
There are other people out there that I didn't mention.
This
like
is a fine boy.
Yes, but, you know, it's just... Thank you.
I have some. Would you like?
Yeah.
It's called Star Driver.
Star Driver is a good anime.
Anyway.
Shall I end this?
Title is the
yeah.
Where's Altair? Because I know he's going to close my show.
Well, either way, he's out, so might as well close it now. Or add it in post-prod.
Wow. We're closing.
Wow, worldly...
Well, so we got the princess from the castle. Game over.
What?
Thanks, guys.
Is that how you end it?
Yes.
No, I'm gonna end it by just saying.
Or Mayor and Gennett can do the failed World 3 theme song.
Oh, right. Yes.
Out there. Right here, man. We're wrapping the show.
World
3.
World 3.
Help me close World 3 right now.
Oh, damn.
Strip that. It's trip. Is that what it is?
It's World G.
All right.
This is way too long for an ending.
Alright, I'm just saying, Sige. So, thank you again. I will see you guys in my next project. And sorry about everybody here.
We will see you in World 4.
And that's the finishing thing.
Alright, so.
Kailangan pa isang This is the Week Off. Yan. Kailangan meron.
This is the Week
Off.
Go.
Oh, man, it sucks. But, you know, about you, Mia, Altair, Mayor, Kenneth, Mako, Mickey, Joe. And all our friends and everybody else. I'm just saying, like.
Group hug.
I'm gonna end this by saying it is the week of November 17, 2010, and I will see y'all when I see y'all. Take
on
care.
On the other side.
I love
on
you.
On the other side, guys.
Love you guys. Till the next.
She can